Hey everybody, we're sober for a change.
It's actually possible that we're sober.
Yeah.
So we said we'd do a sober brew.
We didn't get to do it last night, but we figured we'd do it today.
So Jess is leaving me soon. You meanie.
I'm going home.
Yeah,
meanie. And then I have to go back to work tomorrow.
But I'll come see you, depending on what's what, you know. But I will be going to England in October, I'm so excited. Yeah, so you have to go work tomorrow at your new desk.
I don't get to go to England. I don't get to go to Ireland. I don't get to,
If you let me use a big suitcase, I could pack you in it.
That's true. You probably could, but
we'd have to pay the extra because we could be over the weight thingy, obviously, because it's only 50 pounds.
Oh, my God. I was packing my suitcase the other night, and I grabbed the kitty, and I put him in there to see if he'd fit.
That's horrible.
I didn't close it or anything.
I can't believe you did that. It's like when I zipped Dean in the quilt cover when you're in Canada.
No, I didn't close it. I just put him in there.
No, but I totally zipped him in there, and I was like, I should leave you in there. He's like, I'd have to get onto the front desk zipped in the quilt cover. I love my Dean, but he's silly.
I don't know.
We know what you love. It's all good.
And I could probably fit him in a suitcase.
He's not that big. Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah. So
maybe we should fit him and Dean in a quilt cover and make him walk down to the main desk at the hotel.
Oh, that'd be amusing.
It'd be hilarious. We could audio the whole thing. It'd be so funny.
Oh, my God. That would be funny as hell. I'd have to take a video of that because that would just be priceless.
Yeah, I could see them, like, the door opens and people are like, ah! What the hell are you? And one's taller than the other, so they look really disproportionate.
And then they'd both be talking and they'd each have different accents. And like, look at this thing. There's this like blob at the front desk here that's got two heads on it, and one's got a different accent than the other.
And neither one of them sound American.
Oh my God.
When I was in Canada, the kid, the cab driver was like, I bet you $100,000 you're Canadian. I'm like, I bet you $100,000 I'm not. I just show him my stupid ID. He's like, you're American? I'm like, yeah. But I'm definitely not Canadian.
That's hilarious.
Not really against Canadians, but I don't get out and about. So, you know.
You don't get out and about.
I don't like curling, and I really don't like beer.
I like beer. I'm not a hockey fan. I like Labatt's, and, you know, but
give me my vodka any day.
See, hockey I can tolerate.
You know what? Even when we're sober, we talk about alcohol.
Oh, my God. No.
So we just wanted to show you our sober selves and, you know.
And stuff.
We're still fun, though. Like toads. Like
toads?
What? Toads, like loads. I think I was saying totally and loads at the same time, talking about toads.
Yeah.
That's how my mom's dog beat up a frog. He was like, it got out of the house and he was like tapping it on the head, like bam, 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 with his front paws, and he like stunned it. And my mom had to like sweep it out of the house onto the porch, and it just laid there for like 5 minutes, and it finally got up and hopped away.
That's hilarious.